An Ethiopian, a Korean, and a Pakistani walk into his store. Now, this is not the beginning of a joke. It's a scene from the DeKalb Farmers Market. The sprawling warehouse on the outskirts of Atlanta inspires immigrants, gourmets, and health food zealots to travel miles for a place they call the grocery Mecca. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this report.
Maybe this Thanksgiving you want to buck tradition. Instead of turkey, say you want to make shrimp. Say you want to make 20 different varieties of shrimp. The DeKalb Farmers Market is your place. Or maybe you have a taste for mangoes. 5 different kinds? Try the DeKalb Farmers Market's produce department. There are Haitian mangoes and yellow champagne mangoes, both organic, next to yards of bananas ranging from tiny red thumb-sized stubs to enormous green plantains. Peter Tegem is pushing his shopping cart down one of these aisles. He stops in front of a pile of tiny spherical green eggplants.
We'll call them garden eggs, and we don't have a lot of that in the Washington metropolitan area.
He fills bag after bag with them. Tegem lives near Washington, D.C. now, but he grew up in Africa.
The stuff they have here are similar to what you have in my home country, Cameroon.
And it's cheap. Tegem comes to Atlanta to visit friends and always returns home with crates of produce from the farmer's market. Today, he's planning to make a garden egg stew, he says, with the eggplants, turkey, crayfish, and palm oil. To really picture the DeKalb Farmers Market, you have to forget what you know about farmers markets. There are no bales of hay or street musicians here. The whole enterprise takes place indoors. And there's only one owner, Robert Blazer. He opened this place 28 years ago.
Food is the most basic thing that we all share. I mean, without food, we can't talk about anything else. So I wanted to get to the bottom of it, you know, in terms of like the most basic, most important thing.
Now he's at the top of it, in a skybox-like office, looking out at hundreds of flags that hang from his store's ceiling. His wife Barbara sits next to him.
The flags represent the people of the world, kind of like working it out in one location, like really getting it to work, the way it could work everywhere.
When we went to war with Iraq, they were picketing outside. They wanted us to take the Iraqi flag down, and we wouldn't do it because we said the flags represent the people. It has nothing to do with politics, so we didn't take it down.
Tuesday is hiring day at the market. Hundreds of people line up outside. Many of them have heard about the store from relatives who already work there. Word of the market even trickles back to people's home countries, so people in parts of India and the Ivory Coast know that if they move to Atlanta with a bit of English, they'll find a place to work. Hansil Chung showed up here on a Tuesday morning 14 years ago. She had immigrated from Korea and was living in Los Angeles when her aunt called.
And she said, you know, do you have a job in L.A.? I said, no, we're just looking for it. And she said, why don't you come to Atlanta? There is a place here that I'm working. Then, you know, just I by myself fly to here. And then I stay with my aunt and I got a job next day. Then I called my family. And my sister worked here in the summer vacation there. My father worked here a few months, long back. Our family was all involved in this business.
Ever since Chung arrived at the market, she has worked with Rasmi Desai.
My background is I'm in the mechanical engineer.
Now Chung and Desai are buyers for the store's fruit department. Their partnership reflects part of Robert Blazer's work philosophy. He divides people into two categories, those with expanding energy and those with contracting energy. You could sort of think of it as big picture people and details people. Everyone in the store works with a partner of the opposite energy. In the 1980s, Blazer settled a lawsuit with some former employees who called his philosophy a New Age quasi-religious cult. But for Chung and Desai, it works.
I married 14 years, and I worked with him for 15 years, which I worked with him longer than my husband. And actually, I spent more time with him than my husband. So, you know, that makes him like how important the partnership is. But for me, I know what he's thinking, what's next for him.
The market gets more than just immigrants. Hardcore foodies come here. So do ogling groups of tourists. One of their favorite stops is the blue crab bin.
The one over there, Dan. That's your spot.
Here's how the scene usually goes. An enterprising shopper uses a pair of tongs to pick up his chosen live crab from the open bin. It clamps onto one of its neighbors, which clamps onto one of its neighbors, and soon the shopper is holding a long chain of crabs that are clinging to their neighbors for dear life. The shopper looks perplexed and tries to shake the desired crustacean loose. Cue cameras.
Cool. We can get both.
From the blue crab bin, the tourists can visit the fresh flower market, the bakery, the butcher shop, or the cafeteria. And while they're tucking into a plate of salt cod fritters, samosas, pastizio, and stir-fry, they may be inclined to think of a slogan that shopper Paula Collins offered to describe the market.
If you can't find it here, you probably don't need to be eating it.
Ari Shapiro, NPR News.